but they all fell flat. "I'm fine. Somehow I'm managing to stay out of trouble," I said, keeping it lighthearted for a moment before she broke with bad news. "But tell me about Dad." "The doctor just gave us an update. He had some tests run the other day. I didn't want to tell you about them until we knew if the trial was working." I stilled, holding my breath as I looked over at Sebastian, who had stopped banging pans when he realized Mom was on the phone. "It's working, Ella. The tests show a big improvement already." I slapped my hand over my mouth, tears spilling down my face. "Oh my God. Mom, they're sure? They're 100% positive?" I asked around my muffled cries. "Yeah, they're positive, sweetie. When we come home, he'll still have some appointments to monitor the progress and treatment. They'll keep him in the trial and track results over the next few years, but he's going to be okay." "Mom." Emotions clogged my throat. "Tell Dad I love him, and I can't wait to see you both." "Oh, honey, us too," she sniffled. "Tell me about work. How are the cases going?" I grinned. Mom always changed the topic when she was super emotional. Apparently, I did the same, so I understood the need to redirect. "Good. I've just started a new case that's really interesting and keeps my attention. It's nice to be back." "And your father mentioned you had met a guy. How is that going?" A silly grin slipped into place as I met Sebastian's gaze. "His name is Sebastian, and things are going great. When you're home and settled, we can get together so you can meet him. You'll love him." "I do."
"I'm so excited that you've met someone, Ella."
"Me too. He's an amazing guy. Both sides of him." After chatting for a few more minutes, we hung up so Mom could get back to Dad. I set the phone on the table just in time for Sebastian to lift me off the chair and set me on my feet.
"Is it good news?"
He peppered my cheeks with kisses, wiping the tears away.
"He's going to make it. The trial is working."
I laughed.
"You'll get to meet him soon, if you want to. Just because I said that to Mom doesn't mean you have to commit to anything."
He smoothed my hair and pressed a gentle kiss to my mouth.
"I want nothing more than to meet your parents. I look forward to it."
He stepped away as the timer on the oven dinged.
"After dinner, can we talk about what we look like moving forward? I want to make sure we're both on the same page."
If he hadn't just kissed me breathless, I would have panicked. My stomach clenched. It appeared that I was going to panic anyway. At least he tried to calm my anxiety before he asked to talk.
"That sounds good."
I needed to speak to him as well.
Chapter 48. Sebastian. I caught the flicker of hesitation in Ella's expression as I mentioned talking after dinner. I hadn't meant to spook her, but I think I had. Call me stupid, but how I felt when Ella was around was mesmerizing. Everything about her sparked intense emotions inside me, and I had to know if she reciprocated those feelings. A quick conversation on the phone wasn't what I was looking for. I needed to see her face to face and read her body language. Once I cleared the plates and refilled her wine, we headed to the living room. I set her drink down and turned on the gas fireplace. Ella sat at the end, curling her legs beneath her. From the rise and fall of her chest, she was nervous. She picked up the glass, and I caught a subtle tremble in her hand. "I think I put you on edge when I asked if we could talk. That wasn't my intention." Her lips pressed into a thin line, and she stared at the leather couch. "Usually when someone says something like that, they want to end things." I closed the gap between us and took her hand. I don't want to end our relationship, Ella. The opposite, actually. I cleared my throat, trying to control the spike in my heart rate. Kip reminded me that I needed to talk to you before I just assumed anything. She looked at me, attentive. What is it? Are you seeing anyone else, or is it just me? Her forehead creased. No, I'm not dating anyone else right now. I wanted to pull her into my lap and kiss her senseless, but I needed to continue. Have there been any other guys since we met? Her jaw briefly tightened. There was someone at the beginning, but it was short-lived. You took up all my headspace. She smiled and ran the pad of her thumb across my knuckles. I want to take up more than headspace. I want you and only you. But I'm not sure if we're in the same place or not. She took a deep breath, the rise and fall of her breasts, begging for me to play with them, but I maintained eye contact. We are. I'm not interested in anyone else either, Sebastian. Her tongue darted over her lower lip, and I stifled my groan as I imagined it on my cock. Excellent. I leaned over, cupped her chin, and kissed her. Be a good girl and tell me that you're mine. Ella gripped the front of my polo shirt, her heavy-lidded gaze fixed on mine. I'm yours, Sebastian. My cock fought against the confines of my jeans, swelling to the point of pain. I trailed kisses along her neck, and she moaned softly, arching against me as she shifted to give me better access. Are you ready? I nipped at her ear. Yes. I pulled away and stood before my arms slipped under her knees and around her back, picking her up off the couch. She automatically wrapped her arms around my neck and placed her head against my chest as I carried her to my bedroom, where I set her down gently on my bed. She slowly unbuttoned her shirt, her fingertips grazing her skin as she brushed the fabric to the side. I drank in every inch of her, and a wave of longing rushed through me. I hungrily watched as she removed each item of clothing until she was standing there in only her thong. My eyes traveled up and down her gorgeous curves. Your body is a work of art, baby. You're beautiful, inside and out. Ella smiled. Thank you. Lie down and get comfortable. She settled in the middle of the mattress, and I kneeled, grabbed her hips, and pulled her to the edge of the bed. I lifted her legs and draped them over my shoulders. Gripping the back of her thighs, I gently pushed her knees to her chest, exposing her slick center. My body burned with desire as I worshipped every inch of her sweet pussy. She writhed beneath me, clawing at the bedspread as I thrust a finger inside her while feasting on her sensitive skin as if she were a delicacy. I licked down her wet core, and my tongue dove deeper, possessing every part of her. Her hips lifted off the mattress. Sebastian, oh God! She jerked before her legs trembled, and she screamed my name. I stood and opened the drawer of my nightstand, rummaging through the contents until I located a condom. Within seconds, I tore the package open and rolled it on. I crawled up her body and pressed my lips to hers. Our tongues intertwined as I shared the taste of her. Ella grabbed my ass, pulling me closer as I kissed down to her neck and chest. Her breathing became labored as I cupped her breast and teased her nipple with my teeth. Ella shifted and ground her hips against my erection. I propped myself up, and lined my cock at her entrance. When I swiped the tip through her slick center, I moaned. I pressed against her opening, easing just the tip into her. I've waited until the time was right, Ella. You were worth it. I eased into her, savoring every moment of being with her. My fingers tangled in her hair, and I looked down at her through lowered lids. Slowly, I pushed in and pulled out, her eyes locking on mine. Her walls clenched around my shaft, and I shuddered as pleasure rippled through me. But it was more than just sex. It was about her heart and mind. I wanted to take the time to cherish every amazing thing about this woman who had chosen to be with me. Our bodies fit perfectly, and it was at that moment that I knew in my soul that she was made for me. I moved in a gentle rhythm, filling her and reaching deep inside. Her breath hitched and her mouth parted. That's a good girl. Come for me, Ella. She met me thrust for thrust as we consumed each other. Her whimpers filled the room and her core tightened around me. I drove into her, about to lose my damn mind. No matter how close I was to my orgasm, I needed Ella to come first. Her fingernails scraped down my back as she bucked with her release. Her face scrunched with her pleasure and pushed me over the edge. My entire body seized as I came. I looked at her, knowing that her flushed cheeks and glow were because of me. Lowering my head, I kissed her. My nose skimmed her jawline, and I pressed my lips to her ear. I made my way to the bathroom, disposed of the condom, and ran the water until it was warm. After grabbing a washcloth, I returned and gently cleaned her. We stared at each other for what seemed like an eternity. My sweet Ella, you're my new addiction.
Chapter 49, Ella. Over the next month, Sebastian and I spent every free minute we had together. He had visited my place long enough to christen the couch, kitchen counter, and my bed, before he packed my clothes and toiletries in a suitcase and put them away in the closet and dresser of his penthouse. He mentioned moving me in fully a few times, but I hadn't agreed yet. Once Sebastian changed and became deaf, he would show up at my home, and I needed to be there for him. Dope's car pulled up to mine in the Starbucks parking lot, and I exited my Toyota and locked it before I hopped into the back seat of his car.
"Hey,"
Kip said from the front.
"I was going to give you this seat."
I waved him off, then fastened my seatbelt. "I'm good. It's a short ride." 10 minutes later, we arrived at a small cabin nestled in the woods. "Whose place?" I asked as we approached the beautiful red and blonde pine door adorned with a heavy black knocker.
"My dad's,"
Dope said.
"We meet here when we need to talk about Bass in private."
My boots scuffed the porch as we walked in. Dope flipped on the overhead lights and walked toward the kitchen.
"Want a beer, Ella?"
"Sure." I sat on the brown leather recliner and waited for the guys to grab a drink. Curiosity reared its head with my burning question. I figured Kip and I knew each other well enough for me to finally ask it. "Hey, Kip, why did you hire the attorneys I work for? I mean, you don't have to tell me, but when I opened your file, it was full of blank papers. Honestly, I had no idea your legal name was Christopher Litton. It wasn't until I saw a photo of you that was stuck to one of the sheets that I realized it was you, along with your red jacket the lady brought into the bar that evening. The image must have just been missed because nothing else was in there." Kip shot Dope a look, and he nodded.
"I hired them on retainer, in case Sebastian ever got caught."
I gawked at him.
My bosses know that Sebastian is a killer?
No. They know that Sebastian is a powerful man who helps relocate women and children, and when he keeps them safe, he's breaking laws. There are some of the best criminal attorneys around. Those are the men I want on his side. That file was blank because I asked them not to keep any record of what I'd shared. They probably slipped paper in it so it wouldn't arouse suspicion. Apparently, it didn't work.
The color drained from my cheeks and I shot him a sheepish look. Dope didn't tell you that I thought you were Death? And that I was freaking the fuck out when I thought I might be sleeping with Sebastian's best friend?
Must be all the mysterious disappearances that raise suspicions.
Dope quirked his brow at Kip. Kip glanced at the floor.
I'm not using drugs, if that's what you're thinking. Haven't touched the shit again. Between work and cleaning up Death's messes, it's a lot. Sometimes I just have to regroup and take some time to myself.
Tension filled the space as the guys stared each other down, the silence almost deafening. I didn't think Dope bought Kip's lame story any more than I did. Kip finally looked away and returned his attention to me.
At least our efforts aren't in vain. I would much rather you suspected me than Sebastian until we knew you were going to stay by his side. Well, we hoped anyway. And the wild ride is about to begin again. Death will be back soon.
How do you know? I took a drink of the pale ale.
Has he been complaining about headaches to you?
Kip asked, hopping onto the bar stool at the butcher block countertop. Yeah, but I just figured it was left over from the car accident.
The headaches show up, his sleeping patterns change, and he gets agitated easily. Eventually you'll see that, but I think the two of you are too new and in the honeymoon phase. Kip and I usually meet here to make sure we're tracking him, cleaning up, and doing all of the other shit that comes with his killing sprees.
Dope shoved a hand through his messy hair. This will be the first time I see Death and know the truth. My stomach clenched with the thought, but at least I knew they were the same man. Kind of.
Maybe you can talk to him. Tell him that you know who he is,
Kip suggested. My head whipped in his direction, horror twisting my expression. I'm sorry, what? You're kidding, right?
No. Ella, he loves you, even as Death. If you can get through to him, he might get help. We can't cover for him forever. We do our best, and now with you helping, it's easier. But we know the cops are going to catch him sooner or later.
Kip's shoulders tensed, his anxiety evident. My gaze narrowed in on Dope. I thought you said if he knew he had another personality, it could drive him over the edge.
Each person and how they react is different. It can cause severe anxiety, and when he stresses, he kills. It's a risk we are going to have to take, and we're running out of time,
Dope said. I tapped my foot against the floor, my nerves on edge with the idea. He can't get caught. Besides, he's cleaning up the pond scum that are a waste of space. I hate to admit it, but I'm actually supportive of his rampages. I winced with my confession.
Don't feel bad. We are too.
Kip pursed his lips.
He's doing a lot of good. That's not the problem. It's that we need to move him or he has to get treatment. He's been killing in the same area for too long.
A moment of clarity smacked me. Because I'm here.
Yep.
Dope popped his pee. I massaged my forehead. I can't make the decision for him. To get help or to move. I mean, I chewed on the inside of my cheek. What if he doesn't accept the truth? What then? We move? I couldn't leave Portland. Before either of the guys could respond, an idea barged into my thoughts. I added, I will take him to other parts of the country, and I'll help you guide his kills. I threw my head back and barked out a laugh. I had lost my fucking mind. The guys glanced at each other and nodded.
We've done what we can, but now we have someone with a stronger influence. You can keep him busy while we find more scum of the earth. We'll do whatever it takes to keep him out of prison or a psych ward. They'll throw away the fucking key if they catch him. I love my bro, and I have to do everything possible to keep that from happening. I love death, too. He's dark, powerful, savage. My thighs clenched with the thought of him pinning me down and taking what was his. The sex with him was the extreme opposite of Sebastian. I craved both sides of Sebastian. Realizing that I was being selfish, I snapped out of my hormone-induced brain fog. We have a plan A and a plan B. I'll see what I can do when I see him again. He deserves the choice, and I'll do anything to protect him. My dad is still in the clinical trial, and I won't move away full time. I can't.
We get that, Ella. We just needed to be on the same page, for Sebastian's sake.
Dope eyed his green beer bottle, then tilted it up and guzzled it, loudly burping when he was done. I looked at Kip and shook my head. How do you put up with him? Kip laughed.
He's a dude. Besides, when he burps and farts around you, then you know you're no longer a friend. You're family.
I laughed. Lucky me. Dope's phone chimed, and he removed it from his back pocket and tapped the screen.
Kip, can you cover the bar? I need to get to Sebastian and drop Ella off at our place. From the cameras, he's about to split, and I'm guessing he's going straight to her place.
I swallowed the lump in my throat, dread sinking into my stomach like a stone in a lake. I hope to hell this works. The sun had set an hour ago, and I sat on my couch, working and texting with Cammy. Her day had been filled with multiple car accidents and a few shooting victims, and it kept the ER running. Listening for death to creep into my house, I hoped he would show up. It had been a while since I had seen him, but it was good that I was able to help Sebastian. Spotting my empty glass, I snatched it up and walked to the kitchen, every nerve in my body buzzing with anxiety. The guys didn't have to tell me this might be dangerous, but I was already used to that part of death. A scream worked its way from my throat as I spotted the mostly hidden figure standing near the sink.
Shit! You scared me. How long have you been there?
He flexed his gloveless fingers.
Long enough. You didn't bother locking the door. How did you know I would be here tonight?
I approached him slowly and set my glass on the granite counter. Just a hunch. I reached up to touch his shoulder. His all-black attire blended in so well that it was challenging to glimpse his mask. But I wanted to see those gray eyes burn with fire for me. Where have you been? I've missed you. His hand shot out, and he grabbed the back of my neck, pulling me against him. His fingers wrapped around my throat as his mouth brushed my ear.
I know you've been with another man,
he hissed. Terror ripped through me as I clawed at his arm. Black dots floated in my vision as I struggled against him. In a last attempt to breathe through his jealous rage, I gripped his free arm as hard as possible. I stared at him, pleading for him to let me go. Seconds before I lost consciousness, he released me. I collapsed in a coughing fit, struggling to pull air into my lungs. He emerged from the darkness, his wicked laugh making the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Death gripped me by the waist and shoved me against the wall.
Did he fuck you?
He grabbed my crotch, and pain shot through my core. I've not been with anyone other than you. I reached up and played with strands of his hair in an attempt to break through his rage. Only you. His hold lessened, and he rubbed my pussy through my yoga pants. His gray eyes flashed with something I couldn't identify. I could almost see the wheels turning in his brain. Do you swear on your father's life that no one has touched what's mine?
Without hesitation, I swore on my dad's life.
If you're lying to me, I will find out and I will finish you.
He fisted my hair and pulled my head back.
You will worship your God now, little lamb.
Terrified that he would learn about Sebastian, I scrambled for an answer. Death forced me to my knees, not letting go. With his free hand, he flipped open the button on his jeans and lowered his zipper. My breath hitched in my throat. He hadn't understood what I'd tried to tell him, but at least he'd calmed down. For now. His long, stiff cock bobbed free, and I wet my lips, ready to take him. I wrapped my fingers around his thick shaft and stroked. Kissing the top, I tasted the drop of pre-cum. I glanced up at him, ready to play his game.
Show me how much you love your God, my cum whore.
I opened my mouth for him, waiting. He slid his dick in, and I hollowed my cheeks as my tongue caressed the silky skin. I whimpered as I sucked and licked his cock, my pussy soaked and ready for him.
Take it all, my dirty little slut.
Saliva coated his dick as I continued. His lips parted as he moaned. He was nearing his orgasm, and I needed mine too. Death tightened his hold on me, forcing me to be still as he fucked my mouth. Prepared for his cum to hit the back of my throat without notice, I was surprised when he withdrew. He sneered at me and forced his fingers into my mouth, prying it apart. Death spit and then clamped my jaw together so hard my teeth rattled.
Swallow.
That gravelly, rich voice reverberated in my chest. Obediently, I swallowed before he pulled me to a standing position. With a quick motion, he jerked my pants and thong down to my ankles. I stepped out at them as he tugged my sweatshirt over my head, exposing my breasts to the cold air. I shrieked as he swooped me into his arms and carried me to my bed. Placing me on the mattress, he backed away and, for the first time as death, removed his clothes. He removed the sheath around his calf and pulled out his knife. The blade shimmered in the moonlight, and I sucked in air. Death approached me again, his cock bobbing with each step.
Spread your legs.
I did as he asked as I propped up on my elbows.
You're drenched, little lamb. Your juices are coating your thighs. Do you like sucking my dick?
He stroked himself, pinning me with a heavy-lidded stare. Yeah. He crawled onto the mattress and straddled me, pressing the blade against my throat. I tilted my head back, giving him access and showing him my surrender. I inhaled sharply between my teeth and forced myself not to move as death dragged the tip between my breasts and blood drops pooled on my skin. He leaned down, his tongue flicking over the wound he'd inflicted. With each cut, he licked it clean.
More,
I whispered.
I'll give you more, little lamb. I'll give you so much you'll be begging me to stop as hot tears stream down your face. I will take everything from you tonight.
When my stomach was covered in cuts, he pulled back to admire his work.
Beautiful.
He ran his finger through my blood and tasted it.
Tastes so good. And now I will sacrifice your body for my pleasure.
The corner of his mouth kicked up in a wicked smile that sent my heart into overdrive as he moved. He kneeled on the floor as he dragged the knife on the inside of my thigh, marking me the same way he had my stomach. My pussy throbbed,
needing that skilled mouth on me. He flattened his tongue and slowly licked my drenched slit. Please. At that point, I wasn't even ashamed that I was begging. His eyes bored into mine as he flipped the knife around and pushed the handle against my entrance. I have something special for my cock slut. He held up the weapon, and for the first time I saw the silver nubs that started at the base and moved up on both sides. It's ribbed for your pleasure. He pressed it into my entrance slowly, the notches sending shocks of ecstasy through me. What a dirty girl, getting fucked with the same weapon I take lives with. Yes. My back arched off the bed as I gave in to his sickness, allowing it to consume me. His mouth landed on my clit with a sharp bite. I cried out in pain as the pleasure followed on its heels. Death licked and sucked as my inner walls clenched the handle. I was powerless over my body as he bent me to his will. Oh, shit. As I seized, I clawed at the bedspread, bunching the soft fabric between my fingers. Death removed the weapon before he flipped me over on all fours and rammed into me with his cock. I lurched forward as he thrust, claiming me all over again. He spread my ass cheeks apart and spit on my skin, massaging it on my puckered hole. His finger toyed with my entrance before he pushed inside and my tight walls gripped him. My little whore likes it in the ass. His hips picked up pace, the sound of our bodies slapping together. Your body belongs to me, he grunted. My eyelids fluttered closed as I bucked and greedily moved against his hand. Do you like fucking a cold-blooded killer, Ella? He drove deeper, stroking my slick walls just right. The familiar warmth pooled inside my belly, and my orgasm was a slow roll that swept through me. Making a gruff sound, he pounded into me one last time before he shuddered with his release. My legs and arms trembled beneath me, and I struggled not to collapse on the mattress. I jerked from his bite near my spine. He planted a line of kisses across my back. You served me well, little lamb. He pulled out, and I melted onto the bed, catching a glimpse of his powerful legs striding to my ensuite bathroom. The sound of water reached my ears, and I allowed myself to rest as he ran a bath for me.
Chapter 50. Death. The silence of a lamb is not a sign of its ignorance. Unknown. After I'd stepped back into my jeans, I swirled my fingers in her bubble bath, testing the water. There was something different about my little lamb tonight. She was more willing, and possibly less afraid of me. Eventually, she would become accustomed to my ways, but I would never allow her to not fear me. When I'd arrived, my blood was boiling, and I had planned to seek revenge on the man who had touched my little lamb, but not until I'd punished her. But the look in her eyes when I was choking the life out of her nearly broke me. Since as far back as I could remember, I felt something other than darkness consuming me. Ella had just been a flicker of light in the past, but she'd infiltrated every part of me over time. I returned to the bed and picked her up, cradling my little lamb in my arms as I carried her to the bath. Slowly, I lowered her into the water. Ella turned to me and reached out, her fingertips tracing my arm. I placed my palm over it, the warmth of her touch seeping into my cold, disturbed heart.
Death?
Yes. A tired smile eased across her face. I would burn down the world for you. Ella's words struck me, sending me off balance. I gripped the bathtub, staring at her as if she'd spoken another language. She had. You don't know what you're saying, little lamb. I collected the cup she left at the side of the tub and gently tilted her head back. I scooped up the water and poured it down her dark locks. You would do the same for me, she said, allowing me to shampoo her hair. I have already, but I would do it again. She didn't know I had a surprise waiting for her, but she would soon. Ella groaned as I massaged her scalp, the stress physically leaving her body. We will talk later. Relax and let me take care of you. She nodded and closed her mouth. Once she was clean, and I had made sure that the surface cuts hadn't been too deep, I dressed her in her favorite pajamas. I pulled her sheets and comforted her down, and then she crawled into bed and burrowed beneath the blankets. Instead of leaving, I slipped in next to her. Whatever was different about her, I wasn't willing to leave her that night. Ella snuggled against me, pressing her ass against my cock. I stroked her hair, the sweet smell of her vanilla and peach calming me. Death? She shifted her head on the pillow and looked over her shoulder, our gazes locking. Yes.
I know who you are.
She said in a whisper. My hold tightened. I should have known, but I'd allowed this woman to break the fortress around my heart and let my guard down.
And I love you,
she added. Her confession should have sent me scrambling out of the bed, but instead I found myself rooted in place.
Say something, Sebastian. Talk to me.
A jolt of pain surged through my mind as her words pierced through me. I grabbed my mask, ripped it off, and flung it across the room while I gritted my teeth. A shadow flickered through my mind's eye, something familiar, but too far out of reach. Raw, pulsing fury throbbed through my veins as I glared at her. How dare you call me by another man's name? I snarled. She rolled over on her back, a show of submission.
I know you as two men, Death and Sebastian.
Her fingertips grazed my jawline, and I stilled. Her touch was gentle and loving. The last woman who had touched me that way had laid in a pool of blood on my kitchen floor. Horrible flashes assaulted my memory and I winced.
It's okay. You're safe, baby. You're safe. What are you seeing?
Ella sat up and cupped my face.
I love you. I bleed for you. I cry for you. Everything I do is for you. Let me take your pain.
An anguished cry reverberated through my body as I held the sides of my head. Sharp, excruciating knives stabbed my skull. Stop! I tumbled out of the bed, my knees smacking the hardwood floor.
Sebastian, listen to me. It's Ella. It's okay. Can you hear me?
She climbed off the mattress and kissed me, briefly soothing my mental anguish. Ella wrapped her arms around me and held me tightly.
What happened, Sebastian?
You don't want to know. I cried. Grief and horror ripped me in half and stomped on me until I was a bloody mess.
Death, it was a horrible situation, but you made it through. You just had to cope the best way that you could.
She rubbed my back, and the warmth of her hands on my bare skin pulled me to the present moment. What's happening to me, little lamb? Ella gripped my chin and forced me to look at her.
Do you remember what happened that day after school when you went home?
I nodded. Unable to speak through the nausea rolling in my stomach.
I'm so sorry. I can't imagine how horrible that was for you. You were young and innocent. It wasn't your fault.
I was a sorry excuse for a son, I roared. I failed them both and hid like a coward as that motherfucker butchered her. Ella stumbled backward and fell onto the edge of the mattress.
No, it wasn't you that hurt your parents.
She frowned, putting on a brave face, even though I suspect she was terrified.
He forced you. He used and manipulated a scared little boy.
I stepped away until my legs hit the back of the chair. Sinking into it, I pulled my hair, the images flipping through my mind as I relived every moment I'd buried for years. Reminders of driving the knife into my father's body ricocheted violently through me. My head snapped up, a feral growl leaving me as an evil smile slipped into place. My father was a sorry excuse of a man. He beat my mother, cheated on her, and started to touch me when I was 9. He was disgusting and filthy. Martin Fletcher deserved to die at my hand. Ella stared at me, pale and trembling.
Your father molested you.
Tears streamed down her cheeks.
I'm so sorry, baby. I had no idea.
That sick fuck snuck into my room when mother was sleeping and forced me to do unspeakable things. I tore at my chest, my nails raking across my skin as the torment of those nights ignited a dark rage that took on a persona all its own. Unspeakable, if you knew, if you. My head dropped between my shoulders, hanging low with shame.
Shh, don't tell me, it's okay. I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad that he died at your hand and you became death.
Slowly, I looked at her. My little lamb was on my side. He did, and so did my mother. She never protected me from that monster. Ella looked at me, dismayed.
She knew?
I ground my teeth together, my breaths short. She knew. She pretended that she didn't. Staring at the floor, I clenched my jaw as the anger returned, slamming into me with the full force of a tornado. Mother caught him one night when he had me bent over, fucking me with a glass bottle because I was dirty and shameful. She cracked open my bedroom door. I heard it creak and looked over my shoulder. Our eyes connected for just a moment before she backed away and disappeared, leaving me with him. A pained look was etched into my little lamb's face, and I hated that I dulled her bright light with my darkness. She stood and tipped her chin up as she walked toward me.
They deserved to die for what they did to you. If I had known, I would have helped.
Shock rippled through me as she stood in front of me.
You would have helped.
My skin crawled, itching with the need to destroy, but not her. I would never destroy my queen.
Yes, I love you, and I will always protect the people I love.
I rose, the sharp pains in my head subsiding to a dull throb. And I will always protect and love you. Little lamb. She slipped her arms around my neck.
I know.
Chapter 51. Ella. I tried, I said to Dope and Kip.
who were staring at me with eagerness in their gazes. When I had called them, they had dropped everything and showed up on my doorstep. They quickly made themselves at home on my couch as if they'd been here a million times. I stood in front of them, replaying the events of the previous evening in my mind. I tried to tell him that he was also Sebastian, but he got... I touched my neck, remembering the ghost of his rage. He can't handle the truth, guys. We have to do something else. I wondered if they knew the horrible details about his parents. Dope had lived a block away, but it seemed to adore his family. I seriously doubted that Sebastian ever confided in him about the brutality he lived through as a child. As promised, I would protect Death's and Sebastian's secrets.
Did he hurt you?
Dope protectively crossed his arms over his chest. Almost, but it was like a part of him snapped to his senses. I sighed with a heavy heart. You and Kip were wrong, though. From what Death told me, he was around longer than when you and Kip met him. He gave me details of memories when he was 9. The guys gawked at me, and a shocked silence hung in the air.
What the fuck? I was at his house a million times when we were kids, and I never saw anything weird.
You wouldn't know to even look for signs, I said softly, trying to console my friend.
This is why you're so good for Death and Bass.
Dope shoved a hand through his red hair, rattled.
As horrible as that was to hear, it proves that you're good for Death. He would never have confided in us that way.
Kip's forehead creased with worry.
Well, we either try to stop Death from coming out as much as possible, or we need to find people all over the country for him to take out.
Since I've learned the truth, I've been deep diving into research, and I don't think there is a way to suppress Death. We just have to look at it as if he's an assassin, ridding the world of evil. If we feed him his prey, then we can keep him moving. I folded my arms across my chest. Dope released a low whistle.
Do you realize what you're saying? What you're committing to?
I placed my hands on my hips. I've had time to think about it, and I've made my decision. I'm all in. I love Sebastian, and I love Death. There is no turning back, and I understand that. I'm already in too deep. I can't walk away. Dope and Kip gave me silly grins.
Welcome to the family for real, Ella. When Sebastian first laid eyes on you, he wouldn't shut the fuck up and drove me crazy with all things Ella. Now I'm glad it was you and not anyone else. You're a badass, and I'm happy you've joined us on the crazy train.
Kip walked over and gave me a brotherly hug.
Whatever you need, I've got your back.
Thanks. My chest warmed with his kind words.
Yep, you managed to handle Death and break him as much as anyone could. You're a fucking badass in my book.
Dope jumped up and hugged me before pretending he hadn't had a sentimental moment with me. Thanks, guys. I blew out a heavy breath. Does this mean I can start assisting with relocating women and kids with you? I would leave my job if it meant I could help change lives. I beamed at them, loving the idea of the danger and adrenaline pumping through my veins. Kip scoffed.
You'll be helping with that, I'm sure, but it's up to Bass. Regardless, you're on the hunt for twisted fuckers with the rest of us.
I cocked a brow at him, questioning his choice of words.
If we're providing the prey for Death, we have to hunt first,
Dope explained. Understood? I eyed them and smiled. Before we go, I need your help. Over the next several minutes, I shared my plan to protect Sebastian from Death trying to kill him again. If they weren't aware of each other, Sebastian was still in danger. After the guys left my place, I headed to work for the day. The hours I was keeping were kicking my ass, but I wasn't sure how to manage my new roles.
I knew that a super sexy bartender would be at Velvet Vortex that evening, and I needed time with my bestie. I stared at the files still needing my attention, but my bosses had already left, and mentally I was toast. I messaged Cammy, asking her to meet me for a drink and dinner at the club. Her reply came in quickly with a, "Hell yeah." Locking up all the sensitive information, I grabbed my belongings and left. Even though I was always on the lookout for Death, we had reached a place where I wasn't as terrified of him. If he popped out from behind the building, I had a better idea of how to handle him. Run and let him chase me, because the punishment would be absolutely delicious. I laughed as I safely hopped in my car, started the engine, and drove out of the parking lot. Butterflies ran amok in my belly at the thought of seeing and kissing Sebastian. It was crazy how much I missed him throughout the day. Even though I had told Death I loved him, I had yet to speak those words to Sebastian. My palms slicked with sweat, and I wiped them on my black pencil skirt. I hadn't brought a change of clothes for after work, so Cammy would get me in a full suit with a subtle blue blouse peeking out. I pulled into the parking lot and parked near the entrance. "Fuck it," I laughed as I shucked out of my blazer and tossed it into the passenger seat. Pulling the hairpins from the tightly wound bun on the top of my head, I let it tumble over my shoulders. Damn, that felt good. I ran my fingers through my strands before I collected my purse and exited the car. As I neared the entrance, I heard a familiar voice. "Bitch!" Cammy yelled. I turned around, grinning as she rushed at me wearing her green scrubs. She nearly knocked me over with her hug. "How has it been 2 days without us talking?" I hugged her, realizing how deeply I'd missed my bestie. "Because we're both busy getting laid when we're not working?" She broke our embrace, grinning. "Hell, yes. And damn, is having sex on a regular basis the best?" I held my arm out and she slipped hers through mine and flashed me a big smile. "It is the fucking best, pun intended." Laughing, we entered the club. "Love Like This" by Zane pumped through the rooms as we made our way to the bar and settled on some available bar stools. "There she is." Sebastian tossed a cocktail shaker in the air and caught it with the opposite hand. He tucked it away beneath the sink as he strolled over to me. "Hi, beautiful." Sebastian cupped the back of my head and laid a searing kiss on me. The small crowd around us responded with hoots and hollers. Embarrassed, I looked at Cammy, who was laughing her ass off.
"What can I get you, ladies?"
Sebastian asked. Sucking on my lower lip, I said, "I'm starving." Sebastian's blue eyes flashed with desire. He leaned forward and I did the same.
"I have something to feed you."
He kissed my cheek before he walked away. Cammy dramatically collapsed her upper body on the counter. "Fries and a burger and a fifth of Jack and an Uber home." I whirled around, giving Cammy a what the fuck look. "Cammy, what's going on?" She peeked at me from beneath her arm. "I think I'm in love. And I'm not ready for it to happen yet. Ryan was just supposed to be a fun fling." I giggled and rubbed her back while I pushed down the niggle of worry about my best friend being in love with a damn police officer. "Welcome to the ride, babe." Over the next few hours, we caught up on all things, including work, my dad, and our fears about the men we were in love with. Sebastian kept our drinks topped off until we were drunk.
"Fuck, I can't drive," Cammy said, rubbing her face and peeking at me through her fingers.
I smacked my lips before I said,
"Same. I'll have Sebastian call us an Uber."
Sebastian approached us, wearing a big grin.
"No need. Kip will drive you to your place, Cammy.
Ella, he'll take you to the penthouse.
He kissed me goodbye as Kip rounded the bar and guided us out of the building. Before we reached the door, I glanced over my shoulder. Sebastian winked, and I gave him a lopsided smile. It was crazy how far we'd come in a few months, but nothing else mattered when you knew you'd met the one. Chapter 52. Ella. The room spun as I leaned on the toilet in my bathroom, my stomach heaving with each retch. My hands gripped the edges of the porcelain bowl, and my knuckles turned white from the pressure. The acrid taste lingered in my mouth, and I gagged even more. Tears pricked at the corners of my eyes as I struggled to catch my breath, waves of nausea washing over me in relentless succession. I managed to pull myself away from the toilet, wiping my lips with the back of my hand. My heart pounded as I attempted to calm myself down. I groaned as I leaned against the wall and realized my period was about 3 weeks late. My cycle was like clockwork, no matter how much stress I had. Life with work, Sebastian, and death had kept me so busy that I hadn't noticed I was late until now. My mind traveled to when death had taken my morning after pill, but I'd quickly called the pharmacy and replaced the prescription. Regardless, Sebastian and I had fucked like bunnies every chance we'd had. Even though he used condoms, death never did. Shit. I rubbed my forehead, my chest so tight it hurt. How the hell am I going to explain this to Sebastian? Realizing I might be jumping to conclusions, I climbed off the floor and stumbled to my bathroom counter. Taking a long breath, I closed my eyes and reached deep inside me for strength. With trembling hands, I grabbed the pregnancy test hidden in the back of the drawer. Slowly, I unwrapped it and followed the instructions, my pulse pounding wildly. I paced the small room, glancing at my watch every few seconds. What if it was positive? How would I tell Sebastian? Would he be angry, disappointed, or worse, leave me? A thousand thoughts raced through my mind, each more terrifying than the last. Two distinct lines appeared on the stick a few minutes later. One bold and unmistakable, the other faint, but undeniably there. I stared at the results as if it were a three-headed monster. Shoving the used test back into the box, I walked into my bedroom and located my phone on the nightstand. I sank onto the edge of my mattress, numb with shock. I shouldn't be surprised. Condoms weren't foolproof, and from day one, Death was determined to get me pregnant. It worked. He would be thrilled, but I wasn't sure about Sebastian. I called my doctor's office and asked if they could squeeze me in this afternoon to confirm if I was pregnant. Home tests were known to be faulty at times, and a blood test would be more accurate. Once I scheduled an appointment for later that afternoon, I climbed back into bed and snuggled beneath the covers. My hand slid to my lower belly, and in my heart I knew I was carrying Death and Sebastian's baby. Once the doctor confirmed it, I could talk to Sebastian later that evening when we all planned to meet at Velvet Vortex. My eyelids grew heavy as I drifted off into a dreamless sleep.
Chapter 53. Sebastian. I shoved my hands in my jean pockets, my pulse pounding. Dude, don't give yourself a heart attack. Kip slapped me on my back as I paced my living room. Easy for you to say, mate. Even though things have been brilliant between Ella and me, you never know what will happen. Are you having second thoughts? Kip arched a brow at me. Hell no. There's no doubt that I want to spend the rest of my life with her. We've talked about marriage, kids, and what the future looks like together, but... I shoved my fingers through my hair. I'm fully healed from the accident and ready to take the next step. But that shit fucked me up. Life is short, and the time with her over the last several months confirmed my feelings for her. I don't want anyone else. Dope chuckled. If you know it's the right time, then do it. We've been over this a million times, man. It's all good. Just don't forget to breathe. Apparently, oxygen to the brain is important. I resisted smacking him upside the head. Everything is riding on this. What if... A knock at my front door stopped my full-blown panic. I hurried over to answer it, peering through the peephole before I did. Thank fuck, I answered, and pulled Cammy into the penthouse. I'm so happy you're here. You know Ella better than anyone, and I need to make sure this plays out well. My gaze landed on the men's pair of black shoes that stood behind her. God damn it, she'd brought Ryan. I was hoping she'd leave the cop at home. Hey, mate. I extended my hand. I've heard a lot about you from Cammy and Ella. It's nice to finally meet you. Fuck. I plastered a smile on my face, hoping like hell it was convincing because I didn't want a cop anywhere around. Come on in. I moved back and waved them in. Cammy grinned, rubbing her hands together like a madman planning their final world takeover. Okay, this is how it's going down. She slid her purse strap off her shoulder and parked her handbag beside the entrance. The dance floor was closed to the public for the evening, but the restaurant was packed. I selected one of my favorite playlists. Holy Water by Freya Ridings played in the background. Cammy and Ella were all smiles at the bar. Ryan paid Cammy enough attention that told me he was definitely into her for more than just a fuck. It seemed as though he was going to stick around, and since I loved Ella, I would have to figure it out. Every time her face lit up when she was with Cammy, there was no question that they were inseparable and good for each other. I had to make it work with Ryan. Nothing made me happier than seeing my girl happy. Kip tipped his chin at me. It was time. Unconditional by Freya Ridings began to play, and the lights over the restaurant dimmed. I walked out from behind the bar, focusing on the only woman in the world. Her long black hair